hundreds gathered at Missouri State University tonight. They held a candlelight vigil for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. A gunman shot and killed the founder of Turning Point USA at a Utah college event earlier this month. Frances Watson joins us live in the newsroom with a look at the scene and what she heard tonight. Frances.
Yeah, Paul, leaders across the nation have been calling for a time of unity and healing since Kirk's shooting. And tonight, that's what his supporters, that's the message they were hoping to send.
Like touched a lot of lives without even like knowing it.
Monday, hundreds gathered on the Missouri State campus in Springfield to hold a candlelight vigil remembering conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. The founder of Turning Point USA was shot and killed while speaking at an event on the Utah Valley University campus earlier this month. Matthew Allwine says he made the trip from Ozark to show his support.
This is not good, what's going on.
The military veteran says he stands by what Kirk stood for.
He probably brought a lot of people back to Christ from it, from what he was doing, because I believe it is. Of religion, I believe in it.
But not everyone in attendance shared the same viewpoint as Matthew.
I wanted to observe like the many different perspectives and all that that was going on here.
A small group of counter-protesters, including Valley Cortez, showed up to the vigil on campus.
People have this confirmation bias that they're correct and nobody else is correct. They think that one fact or one thing is their way and everybody else is wrong. So being out here, hopefully they can see it and hopefully it'll like distinguish in their brains that there are opposing sides, not just the one side they think is right.
Both Matthew and Bali say they are standing up for what they believe is right.
Charlie Kirk did a good job. He brought everybody back, you know, back to the church, back to believing in the country. Country we can be proud of again.
The signs do make a big impact, even though you're not screaming, shouting. It's the silence that carries a long way.
Now, despite the protesters showing up, the entire event was peaceful. Paul?